Ulysses comes home, he always greets me with an open heart. But you will see how Ulysses has taken my life apart. I've got a dog called Ulysses, he plays all day in the park, sniffing at his friends and the chestnut trees, and chasing cats till after dark. When my Ulysses comes home, wag wag, woof woof, his tail in the air. His usual exuberance is awfully hard to bear. When I stumble home at night, I'm jaded and stale, and so I try to take a little repose. I don't want waking up with a happy tale. I don't want a kiss from a big wet nose. When my Ulysses comes home, wag wag, woof woof, he gets on my wick. For Ulysses communicates his love with a snuffle and a lick. I like to sit in my fireside chair, watching telly till the epilogue. In a semi-coma and without a care, and I would do if it were not for my bloody dog. When my Ulysses comes home, wag wag, woof woof, like a maniac, it's useless to pursue my viewing, so I've sent my television back. I tried to climb the social scale, and so I organized a little do. Some very posh people came to my cocktail, but at 7:30 my party was through. When my Ulysses came home, wag wag, woof woof, I knew I was sunk. My guests were not at all impressed, and they left when my dog got drunk. I brought my sweetie home one night, and we both knew that this was it. Sipping Chianti by candlelight, we were getting to a very important bit. When my Ulysses came home, wag wag, woof woof, he broke the spell. Intruding on my beautiful romance like a hound from hell, my one solution is quick and grim, a little bottle of cyanide. I can't bring myself to get rid of him, I shall have to perform a suicide. So when Ulysses comes home, wag wag, woof woof, home for his tea, he'll have to cry a little bit for having given so much love to me.